Okay, it's 4 o'clock. I'd like to call this meeting of the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site Monument Commission meeting to order. We have 4 members present, so we have a quorum. Did everybody get a chance to read the minutes from February? Okay. Okay, you had a chance to review them since you've been here. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the February 6 minutes?
Austin, I'll make a motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Eileen, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Our regular agenda. The first is the petition of Dorothea Rice and Jacqueline Johnson to have an honorary street naming. So we'll listen to Jonathan about this particular proposal.
Good afternoon. Good to see you all. The first item on our regular agenda is to propose honorary street naming of Essex Avenue between 2nd Avenue and Corvair Street. The applicant is requesting approval of an honorary street designation in the name of Annie B. Graham Street. As noted in the application package, Annie Bell Graham had a notable impact on the Tremont Park neighborhood in the city of Savannah through her 6-decade involvement with the Tremont Park Missionary Baptist Church as a community organizer for the residents of Tremont Park, and something which really stuck out when I was reading it, her providing of childcare to literally hundreds of individuals in the city of Savannah. The application has the support of the City of Savannah Alderwoman Alicia Miller Blakely. She's endorsed this proposed street designation. I won't go through everything because I know the applicants are here and who can articulate it far better than I can. But as noted in the submittal, it's stated, Mrs. Annie Bell Graham's legacy endures through countless lives she touched. She is a true legend and will forever be known as the matriarch of Tremont Park. It's always wonderful to hear about folks who've had an impact on our community. As such, staff is recommending that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for an honorary street designation as requested, because the proposed honorary street designation meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. So it's pretty straightforward. There's no question that Ms. Graham had a profound impact on her neighborhood and the city of Savannah. And if you don't have any questions, I'll turn it over to the applicants who are behind me.
Do any commission members have questions for staff? Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Please come up. And when you come to the mic, just state your name.
As long as you want.
Good afternoon, I'm Doretha Rice.
Good afternoon, I'm Lenora Axon, her daughter.
Thank you for coming.
And Annabelle Graham is actually my aunt.
Oh.
And she was a member of Tremont Park, actually from the original beginning when Tremont Park was actually founded. She's one of the first African-American women to actually own property out in Tremont Park community. She lived in the community since the 1940s. She has raised over 100 or so children, 15 being biological, 12 biological children, and she actually adopted an additional 10, I believe, and I'm trying to go by my notes and I don't actually have them up, but she was a remarkable lady. She was the matriarch of Tremont Park. Everyone that entered Tremont Park know her as grandmother. If you came in Tremont Park and you didn't have a place to stay, you lived at 2015 Essex Avenue. She will make sure you had meals to eat. She make sure you had food to take home to your family members. There were always other agencies that will donate food to my grandmothers, and I call her grandmother as well. Although she's my aunt, but like I said, she's known as grandmother, so we don't know her as anything else. So anytime any organization had extra food or extra clothing, they would bring it to my grandmother's house. and my grandmother were distributed to those clothes and food, extra food to the members in Tremont Park, to the neighbors in the Tremont Park. So again, she's took care of numerous children. She's raised six decades of children. She has great children, great grands and great great grands as well. And she actually kept great grands up until in her 90s. She was still helping children. She never charged anyone for childcare services. So if anyone in the community needed grandma to watch their children while they went to work, she would say, bring the chillings to me. Bring the chillings to me and now you go on to work. And that was her saying. So she always took care of everyone so that they can provide for their families. And we are a product of that. Her legacy lives on through all of us. We're all doing well. We're now grandmothers ourselves, we're not raising our children, but our children are raising their children as a result of our grandmother being there for us, and for members of the community. Anyone else would like to talk about grandmother while we're here? What about you, Jacqueline?
Yeah, please state your name.
I'm Jacqueline Johnson.
Thank you.
I am her oldest living granddaughter now. Yes, and I'll be 60 next week, so that's a blessing. Just like she said, she raised all of my children, and as a product of that, I think me, my aunt and I have taken up her slack because now I'm raising my stepson's daughter. I had her since she was 3 weeks old, and she's 25 now, so I raised her from a baby. And my grandma just instilled in us that if somebody needed help, to help them. She never believed in kids going into systems or anything like that, because she said foster systems were for people that didn't have family, and as long as she was living, she was family. So we were just blessed that none of our kids had to go in the system or anything. My grandmama she raised our kids until I told her that if I didn't put my kids in school when they turned four, that I was gonna go to jail for defects coming to get them. And because she said when you put kids in daycare, they get sick. So that's just how she was. And I was just blessed to be able to take her last 3 months when she was ill. And the night she passed, I was a blessing because I was there with her. So, you know, and I know she felt that she was ready and she can go on now. So it just means a lot. If the planning committee will grant this great honor and her wishes, I mean, and she would have been 100 on March 1st. She said she was going to live to be 100 March 6th, but she lived to be 98. So we was blessed for that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
I'm Lenora Axon. I'm the number 12 child. It was a blessing to be with my mom for 69 years. You know, her last couple of months, she was real sick. But my mama she was like a historian to my part. Anything you want to know, who stayed there, when they moved. And she had a very impact on when we brought in, we bought property on Page Avenue, for the community center, because it was owned by Tremont Park, just, you know, organization. Then the city came in and helped us, you know, took it over because, you know, we wasn't able to because, you know, the people in the neighborhood wasn't able to, you know, trying to keep up their property and the community. And that was a blessing when the city came in and took over, you know, and that community center is well taken care of now by the city. But my mama just was a joy to the community. And listen here, I don't know how she took care of them kids, but I only can take care of one grand at a time. And she used to have a whole room full, and she cooked for them, she took care of them, and look at TV, and everything was grandmama. And she really was a blessing to the community. Even with all our friends, you know, far away, the first thing in holler, where's Miss Annabelle? Where's Miss Annabelle? And a lot of them was disappointed that they couldn't make it to her funeral because she just was the life of the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present that would like to speak? Is there anybody online that wants to speak?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just one more echo. Like she said, my grandmother was one of the members of the Tremont Park community who actually helped to get that community center up and running. It was first owned by the neighbors in the community, and she helped raise funds for that community center for selling dinners. Whatever it took, she gave to the community center. And then from up until her 90s, whenever the community center would have events such as Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas parties, my grandmother will prepare hams, sweet potato pies, potato salad, and she would say, take this down to the center. So if she could make it, her contributions was always there. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing those stories about her. She sounds like she was a wonderful human being and obviously loved children. I can't imagine having that many children or taking on an extra 10 children yes. to raise. That just is sort of mind-boggling to me. Is there anyone on the commission that would like to speak?
Just to say thank you for coming down here and sharing that story. It was, just kind of mind-boggling reading how many people that she had a direct impact on. So thank you for bringing that to us today. Thank you.
It's the other button. The one on the right. On the right.
The microphone is still not on.
There. Sorry. I just wanted to say she sounds like an amazing lady, and we need more people like that in the world. And to touch so many people so directly, that's fantastic, and good for you for nominating her.
Do I have a motion if there's no other conversation?
Eileen. I make a motion to pass.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Austin, aye.
And that's Randy,
approve.
Aye.
Oh.
Randy.
It's like simultaneous.
Randy made the motion. Eileen seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I don't get to vote, but I would say aye as well. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. And when you're going to have the ceremony, when the sign goes up, please let us know so one of us or a couple of us could be there. We would like to be there ourselves. Thank you so, so much to bring her to our attention. There's so many unsung heroes like her that do so much for this community that we don't know about. So we really, really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next order of business is the petition of Living Walls for a mural at 920 Chatham Drive. Right. Staff is going to give us their report. Caitlin.
All right. Thank you. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the project. The applicant's requesting approval to create a mural titled Aqua on a wall of the commercial building located at 920 Chatham Parkway. The business will be a car wash, and the wall is approximately 128 feet by 26 feet. So just to kind of walk you through, this is what the building looks like currently and the area that they're proposing to paint the mural. On the map, you can see kind of where that's located in a very commercial industrial area. And this is a rendering of the proposed mural. So the applicant stated for the theme that the design intends to curate and elevate the customer experience through a visually engaging, fun, and vibrant mural. A stylized version of the infinity symbol is used throughout the design to communicate the idea of water reuse and energy efficiency. Overall, staff found that the standards for this project were met, and the only condition being recommended is to ensure that the mural has a weatherproof or vandalism-resistant coating. And then to touch on the artist qualifications, the artist is Carla Contreras, a SCAD alumni who has completed other large-scale murals in Atlanta, as seen in the submittal packet. So the standard is met for having somebody who's qualified to do this type of work and clearly demonstrated the ability to have those larger scale projects. So without any further.
Does anyone have any questions for staff?
It's just being a newbie. I mean, we had the one meeting and then we skipped a month, so I'm kind of behind. But
that's fine.
Is it easy to quickly say the standards for mural? You said a couple of times it met the standards.
Yeah, so we have – it's our master planning guidelines for murals, historic markers, and monuments. So there is a set of standards that we go through each project with, okay, and we measure that with those standards.
Find those online somewhere maybe?
Yes.
Where?
We will send that to you. It's on our website, okay. But we can also send you the link to that.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The petitioner is online. Is that correct?
Either.
No, ma'am.
No. So the petitioner is not
just
present.
Just a second. We got someone now.
Okay.
Raising the hand.
It's probably them.
Monica.
Yes,
Kempon.
That's her.
Oh, hi. Hello. I was having a few issues trying to log in using my computer, so I'm using my phone. I'm here, and I am very grateful for Caitlin presenting on our behalf. I happen to be in Atlanta, but we have been working closely with the owner of the car wash to make sure that they have been doing their due diligence in the community as they're opening two new car washes, and we feel very confident that the mural will be done accordingly with all of the requirements that you are requesting, like adding a UV protecting sealant. And we have been doing this work for quite a while, about 15 years doing murals all around Georgia and beyond. And so any concerns that you may have regarding the production of it, I can assure you that it will be a mural that will last many years, and it will look beautiful. So I don't know if anyone has any questions for me.
Do any commission members have a question for the petitioner? If not, thank you very much for being online so we could hear from you. We appreciate it. Do I have a motion?
This is Austin. I'll make a motion to approve with the condition that staff indicated in the report.
Do I have a second?
Eileen, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Austin, aye.
Randy, aye.
The motion passes. Thank you very much. Now we have a second mural. It's a different artist.
Different artist, same applicant, but yes. So we'll go through a very similar presentation.
Thank you. The applicant
is requesting to create a mural titled Spring Clean on a wall of the commercial building at 25 Janet Drive. This business will also be a car wash, and the wall is approximately 214 feet by 23 feet. So here's the existing conditions. A map where it's located. And then here's the rendering. So for the theme, the applicant noted that the mural is an abstract composition of colorful shapes that focuses on the way colors communicate with each other and how they affect us, a celebration of beauty, color, and movement. As a non-figurative abstract mural, this piece is respectful to the greater context of the community and its decorative value. And much like the other one, the only condition staff is placing on the recommendation for approval is to ensure that the mural has that weatherproof or vandalism-resistant coating. For artist qualifications, you see we also have several large-scale murals. And you can see those examples. This is a local Savannah artist, Juliana Lupacino, and several examples of the artist's work. have been done around various cities. So with that, staff recommends approval of the mural installation at 25 Janet Drive with the following condition to be reviewed and approved by staff prior to starting the work, because otherwise it meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And that is just to ensure the mural has the weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating. Thank you.
Sorry, do any commission members have questions for staff?
I just have a comment. I'm glad to see that we're getting proposals from outside the historic district, and this is that whole industrial area of town is in dire need of some beauty. So I'm happy about this.
Do we have the petitioner available?
Yes.
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. And I just had, Austin, I just had one question, just making sure. No community members in like the last couple of hours submitted any kind of like, we don't want this, right?
No, we didn't receive any public comment either way. And when we met with them just during our pre-application conference, we asked if they had spoken with, you know, just like, oh, in this case, it's just like other businesses more than anything, but nobody seemed to have a problem with it. So.
Oh, I got a question. Is Monica?
Yeah.
Same person.
Same person.
Okay,
yes.
Understood. No, she's raising the hands. Okay. I will unmute her. Just did the car washes pay for the murals?
Yes. So okay. We as Living Walls, we are the in-between of the client, the car washes, and the artists. We are making sure that this project is being done. We are involving artists that are from the area. Juliana lives in Savannah. Carla Contreras, she went to school in Savannah, so she's a SCAD graduate. We are also making sure that they are getting paid. It's a big part of the work that we do. So they are under contract. They are aware that, you know, there are rules that we need to follow. And we're trying to do everything by the book, as well as the artist. But I'm here representing pretty much the whole project. If you have any questions, happy to answer.
I do. Is this a Georgia-wide project or just a Chatham County project? It sounds very interesting. I mean, I like the concept of it.
Yeah, as of right now, they asked us to do this two projects in Savannah, and then the other one that we just finished was in Florida, in Vero Beach. But I believe they want to keep adding art as part of their business plan, which I think is, for us and for the artists we work with, we think is really, really good for them to be considering that. So it's only been three projects, and we're really hoping that it will become a bigger thing.
Oh, I hope so too. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Catherine. I have a question. Mm-hmm. So you represent Living Walls?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your name, please?
My name is Monica Campana. I am the co-founder and the executive director for Living Walls. And we are actually, we're a nonprofit arts organization based in Atlanta, Georgia. But we, aside from doing our own community curatorial work, we also work with commission-based, we also take on commission-based projects, which allows us to expand our funding sources, but and also allows us to create this commission-based projects and align them with our mission. So the focus is mostly public art. We have a huge portfolio of murals. We do a lot of work traveling to other cities, but we always make sure to be including artists from each of the communities that we're working with or have a relationship with those.
Thank you very much for the clarification. I should have asked that part.
Yeah, and if you all want to learn more about the work we do, our website is livingwallsatl.com. And you can see that the work that we do is
it's public art, but there's a huge community focus in everything that we do.
Thank you very much. Stay with us, please. Uh-huh. Do any other commission members have questions? No? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Do I have a motion?
This is Austin. I'll make a motion to approve with the condition that staff recommended.
Do I have a second?
Randy seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Austin, aye.
Any opposed? No. Thank you very much. The motion passes. And thank you for being online with us to give us the information. Okay, we have one other piece of business. This concerns a decision made by staff that they're just going to explain to us.
So this is a case where this is a very minor bit of work. It's an existing Oglethorpe bench. It's a lithochrome shadow masonry stain. The idea is to put a darker color on the lettering so people can read it. This was actually something that this commission approved on the African American monument a year or so ago that we had done at the staff level, and we discussed doing this again. And with the chair's agreement, we went ahead and said we'll do this at the staff level for that, but we still want to keep you in the know. So we just thought we'd at least mention that that was something that had been done.
Any questions for staff about this? No.
I didn't know about the Oglethorpe bench. What is it?
Where is it located?
It's on Bay Street. It's on 2 West Bay.
If it's 2 West Bay Street, it's got to be just right off of Bull Street.
I just want to get the
City Hall. Caitlin reached out to me about this and the fact that they're just putting basically a stain type of thing in the letters that are already carved so that they are more readable. I said I didn't think any of us would have a problem with that. As long as it wasn't neon pink.
Yeah. All right. So here's the bench.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And this is what they are just proposing to do.
Okay, thank you for showing us that, Caitlin.
Thank you much. Yeah, thank you.
Looks definitely more readable.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions from the commission members? Do we have any applications for the May meeting?
We have two, I believe, that were coming in. I have not checked since the deadline came, but it's going to be from the same group of people. They're not proposing two monuments, but they're proposing two designs, and they wanted to present both of them to you all. So they'll be coming. It's the Junior League of Savannah. They were working with SCAD on this project. So they came and showed us two different, very different designs, and to be out in Oglethorpe Square. So, but they are trying to figure out which one they want to go with. And since it's going to be a two-part process where they're going to come here for just that initial design comment and then go to City Council and then come back for part two, final design, and then back to City Council, they want to make sure they're following all the proper channels. So we'll be seeing that in May.
So we will see you in May.
Very interesting. It's a real departure from anything we've ever seen in Savannah.
Well, that's exciting to think about.
Yeah. You didn't see? Okay. We will, we'll either be sending out the tentative agenda, or if they miss the deadline, we will let everybody know the meeting, you know, unless we got something else. Either way, we'll be in touch about whether it's happening or not. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Again, a meeting under 30 minutes or right at 30. If there's no other business from the commission members or staff, we are adjourned.